myocarditis, which is now suddenly famous in neighborhoods across the country because everyone seems to know someone else's son who has it. In December of last year, researchers at Oxford found that, quote, myocarditis risk was increased during 1 to 28 days following a third dose of the vaccine. Associations were strongest in males younger than 40 years for all vaccine types. But you knew that because you're seeing it among people you know. And no one's talking about it. We're not allowed to talk about it.
In 2021, during the wake of this fraudulent pandemic, nurses and healthcare workers quit at the highest rate in 20 years. It's no surprise that this was the case with the restrictions and mandates nurses were facing. They worked to keep people well and alive, and they were being told they had to take a shot that could very possibly make them horribly sick or cost them their lives. Kimberly Overton is a registered nurse with a background in critical care. In July of 2021, she founded Nurse Freedom Network to stand against medical tyranny. She has been a strong advocate for informed consent throughout her career. Her vision for Nurse Freedom Network is creating opportunities for nurses to break away from this broken, sick care system and cultivate an environment in which both nurses and their patients will thrive and stay alive. In 2022, she founded Remnant Concierge Nursing Services, a private membership association specializing in the consultation and care of the vaccine injured. She is the definition of a true American hero. You are tuning into another eye-opening episode of the Counterculture Mom Show right here. I'm your host, Tina Griffin, and our mission is to expose the lies of the global elites and save as many lives as possible. This week's series is entitled Died Suddenly for a Reason. Much of what is happening behind the scenes is not reported by our communist mainstream media, who takes direct barking orders from the New World Order conspirators. I'm wearing a shirt from OurAmazingGrace.net, with the phrase, hospitals, the new killing fields. This family from Wisconsin went through the horror of their local hospital killing their daughter during the pandemic. They will be a future guest on our program. We have some heroes working the front lines who are seeing and reporting on exactly what is happening on American soil. So we are honored to have Kimberly Overton, founder of Nurse Freedom Network, with us today. Kimberly, how you doing, woman?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me on today, Tina. What an honor.
Absolutely. Honor to have you on. You've worked in the healthcare industry for 25 years, serving in both clinical and administrative roles. Can you share with us about this unbelievable story up in Wisconsin with Grace, who basically was killed in the hospital? You know their family well. Tell us how and what all went down up there.
Yeah, it's a truly heartbreaking story. Grace Shara, she was 19 years old, a beautiful young girl with Down syndrome. And she got COVID and she was brought to the emergency room. And unfortunately, just the way that the hospital protocols are right now, just like your shirt says, hospitals are the new killing fields. You know, unfortunately, nobody is safe in these hospitals any longer. Grace was basically murdered. She was murdered. There's nothing basic about it. She was murdered at the bedside by nurses and doctors that placed an illegal DNR on her. And she was given lethal doses of medications that you really shouldn't have given in combination to begin with, never mind to somebody in respiratory distress. I actually did a feature over Grace's story, and I'll share that with you. But what happened to Grace and what is happening all across this country, as nurses, we have got to step in and say no more.
I tell you what, you're absolutely correct. And that story really ripped my heart out. On top of what happened, she was literally 20 minutes away from my hometown in Pulaski, Wisconsin, just right in our backyard. It's unbelievable, happening around the globe, like you said. Yes. During the height of this pandemic, which we know was contrived for a reason to depopulate this planet, what was your experience like working in the ICU caring for COVID patients?
You know, I worked in the ICU through the pandemic, the entire thing. It was complete chaos is the best way that I can describe it.
Wow.
You know, they were telling us that COVID was killing all of our patients, but I'm here to tell you that this is not the case at all. It was the complete and total medical mismanagement of COVID that was killing them.
Purposely done.
Because let me tell you, if patients were dying of the virus alone, I say this all the time, Tina, why were we not pulling bodies out of homes? Why are we not pulling bodies off of the streets?
Yes.
Anyone is dying are in our hospitals. It is long past time that we start asking ourselves why that is.
Okay, and you and I both know remdesivir was a key player in this. I was getting images from nurses all around this country. One picture, I was just bawling. This nurse from a New York hospital sent me some images in the hallway where bodies were stacked up in body bags. And the biggest culprit, remdesivir. Can you share more about what you saw personally and how you were losing so many of your patients under your care?
Yes, you know, we have these patients that they were just getting sicker and sicker, and we couldn't figure out what was going on. What is going on? Why are these patients getting sick? No matter, despite all of our best efforts, they were just continuing to deteriorate and decline. And we start to realize, you know, this medication, remdesivir, we know that it's toxic. It's oftentimes deadly to patients. It's nephrotoxic, meaning it's damaging to the kidneys. Wow. Yet I had given to patients who are already in renal failure. That never should have happened. And the really interesting part about that, the medication doesn't work. There have been studies done. The WHO even recommended against its use because it's not effective. We can talk about why that is. It's because it's an antiviral, right? And by the time that these patients were getting to us in the hospitals, they are already well past their replication phase, already several days into their symptomatic phase. In order for an antiviral to be effective, it relies on viral replication, and that was not occurring. So my question, why are we continuing to use these protocols that were clearly doing more harm than good, all while denying life-saving, safe, effective, repurposed therapeutics?
Absolutely. And it goes much more deeper for the sinister level. As we talked, you know, AJ DePriest very well. If you watching today have not seen our 4-part series, you have to watch it from last June, where we talk about the hospitals being the killing fields. AJ DePriest came on, you know her very well. She talked about all of the financial incentives of our hospitals around this country on if you give them remdesivir, you get an extra bonus of a check when they die. If you put them on a ventilator and they're on for at least 72 hours, you get an extra bonus when they die. But the other thing we covered, which I'd love to have you go a little bit more deeper for us today, Kimberly, is that Fauci, total fraud. I have pictures, evidence for the last 30 years and how he was all behind AIDS and pushing that around the globe and killing off millions of people. But let me tell you something. The second I knew he was involved with COVID, and I did a little research on Fauci with remdesivir directions for the only way for people to be able to so-called keep people alive, which was doing the opposite. His wife was behind remdesivir. Hello. Can you explain more on that chaos?
It's so interesting, and I will never understand how incentivized healthcare like this is legal. And it's the same thing with the people on the FDA who are approving these medications and these drugs for emergency use authorization, and they sit on their heads of pharmaceutical companies, and they sit on the approving board. I mean, the incestuous relationships between these agencies is so disturbing, and it's so blatant. I don't understand how this is even possible. Yes. But the remdesivir, you know, was the reason why I left bedside nursing, because I wasn't going to watch my patients continue to die using this dangerous and ineffective medication. I plan to do a lot more in the state of Tennessee and hopefully around the globe as far as putting an end to incentivized healthcare. And thank God for people like AJ DePriest, she is amazing. And what she had uncovered, I saw them intubating my patients who were not in distress. They kept pushing for early intubation. When you put a patient on a ventilator, there's an 80% chance that they weren't coming off of it.
Right.
I had a real problem with this. They were intubating these patients, not because my patient was in distress, but they were doing this in an attempt to contain the virus, because once they're on that ventilator, it's a closed circuit system, and then it no longer disseminates the virus in the air. But we've already been exposed at that point. You know, that they are the virus at that point, right? We've already been exposed. I don't care how many masks, that's why we don and doff the PPE, but we don't intubate patients who are not in distress to avoid this virus. I've never seen anything like this in my 25 plus years in healthcare. It's so disturbing to me.
It's very disturbing. And 30 years ago, when I was living in LA, Hollywood Hills, they're doing some research on the future plans to depopulate this globe. And I saw body bags that could hold 6 bodies inside. The second I saw COVID unraveling, I'm like, this is the how. this is the what that's going to literally lead to the destruction I've been reading about for 30 years. Just crazy. Everybody hang tight. I know it's a jaw-dropping series this week, but I promise you when we come back, Kimberly's going to be talking to us about if you got the shot, what can you do to pump up your immune system and get your body back on track? Hang tight.
The International Labor Organization recently reported the number of people trafficked globally has risen from 40 million to 50 million in the last 5 years. Most are women and children bought, sold, or traded into sex trafficking. Rescue One Global, a faith-based nonprofit, answered the call to fight for those enslaved in the U.S., Thailand, and the Philippines. Their mission is to prevent the victimization of at-risk populations, rescue those trapped, and restore survivors through their multiple global recovery initiatives, including providing emergency shelter and residential programs. Rescue One has served nearly 800 survivors from newborn to the elderly and provided over 14,000 therapeutic services because of faithful partners like you. To make your tax-deductible gift, text Tina to 44321. That's Tina to the number 44321. Let's rescue more lives together.
I don't know if you've noticed or not, but us dogs are naked all the time. And no one cares. I mean, get a load of this animal. But my humans hate when they see nudity on TV. So they got VidAngel. Now they can skip all the kibbles and naughty bits when they stream their favorite movies and shows from Netflix, Amazon, and more. You can turn on filters for graphic violence, swears, along with sexual content like this. That doesn't bother us dogs, but you better believe my humans would filter out two people doing that. With VidAngel, my humans can enjoy so many more movies and TV shows together. It fixed all their entertainment needs, and that's not the only thing they fixed. So gather the family, pop some popcorn, and enjoy a movie night knowing the only naked thing you're gonna see is me. VidAngel. Watch more, worry less.
Get 2 weeks free with code Tina at VidAngel.com. That's T-I-N-A for 2 free weeks. VidAngel. If you want to stay healthy and take care of your body God gave you, it's not only important to know what you put into your gut with what you eat, but what you put on your skin. You have to check out Givaderm. It's not only the ingredients left out of your skincare that matter, it's what you put in them that counts. It's never too late or too early to begin living a toxin-free life. Check out Givaderm.com and get started with the facial edition, the collection. This is what I use. Absolutely fantastic products. It literally takes about 10 minutes a day to do my face routine, both day and night. And I'm telling you, my face literally is glowing. And my dear friends on the Givaderm team is offering anyone who's watching this program a 10% off discount by using code word Tina at checkout for all your goods. Load the cart, get your skin healthy, get those toxins out of your body, and have your skin glowing. Givaderm.com, code Tina at checkout to save 10% off. Kimberly, as a nurse for how many years, you love patients, you want to see them well, you want to see them walk out of the hospital alive with a smile on their face, families reunited, all of it. My brother's a nurse, his wife is a nurse up in Wisconsin. I know their heart and passion to help people as well as yours. However, I never knew that nurses were treated so bad during COVID. You've been kicked, grabbed, punched, called nasty names, all while doing your job and trying to save lives. Give us a glimpse of why this is happening or was happening to you, and how did you handle in being in that situation?
Yeah, and you know, that is certainly not something that is exclusive to COVID. That's something that nurses have dealt with for a long time, you know, and it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate that the system, the way that it's designed, I really feel like it has really broken down that relationship between the nurse and the patient, right? It has patients distrustful of nurses. It has nurses resentful of patients because we are constantly tasked with more to do with less resources. I'm a night shift nurse my entire career. So we always had, you know, less resources, you know. But that system, it's completely designed to keep us separated, to dehumanize the patient in the bed. And it's so unfortunate what has become of nursing. The environment is completely toxic. We're not even kind to one another. Oh. We're not even kind to one another. And that's something that with remnant nursing, I really want to focus on. This healthcare system, again, I've been a part of it for 26 years. It does nothing to keep anyone well. Absolutely nothing. I want to start keeping people healthy, well, and out of these hospitals, because as your shirt so aptly describes, they are the new killing fields. This is what's happening in hospitals all across this country. And that's not to say that there are not good nurses and doctors.
Right.
In some system. There are. And they are doing the best that they can. Well, they were doing the best they can. If they're still silent, they're complicit at this point. I'm sorry. They are. But there are still good people trapped in this system. And that is my goal with Remnant, is to give them an opportunity to break away from a broken and oppressive system. So many of them don't even realize they don't have to be a hospital employee. So we want to create that for Remnant, for our patients and for ourselves, to create that environment where we can all thrive.
That is just fantastic. Share why you left the bedside. Was it because of the COVID, the nastiness of the hospital care system?
Yeah, it was the remdesivir, to be honest with you. It was the fact that we, you know, everything I was saying as far as intubating these patients when they did not need it, the remdesivir, denying patients life-saving medications that were safe and they were effective. We were seeing that. I just couldn't bear it any longer. I could not watch one more of my patients needlessly die. And I will tell you, I can't get their faces out of my head. Like those patients, you know, they didn't need to die. They didn't need to die. And it just became too much for me. So I left and I actually started working from home doing telephone triage nursing, which I thought would be a really good alternative. And it was for a while. But again, I start becoming uncomfortable with protocols they were wanting me to use. They wanted me to recommend vaccination for everyone, including children. And they wanted me to recommend those as safe and effective, period. We had no way of knowing that. We didn't have any safety data. So right out of the gate, this is not informed consent. And I had been prayerfully exempted from the mandates. I'm not vaccinated. And I was prayerfully exempted from that. But then I was faced with the decision, you know, do I continue on in my job and recommend this shot to babies? When they have a 99.9815% survival rate, they're at negligible risk. This should be criminal.
Absolutely.
I resign.
Absolutely. And when you have people that should be laying down the law and putting these criminals behind bars, also part of the corrupt system, that's why we see what we're seeing today. We need to cling to you and run from our healthcare insane situation going on in our country. It's just unreal. So after you left the hospital, what did you end up doing for work? How did God use you and say, okay, here's the next assignment I have for you? You see the destruction and the death. Now here's what I have next. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you again for doing what you knew was best against the cultural norm, leaving the hospital care with your friends that you've worked with by your side. Many people probably thought you were nuts for not wanting to take the shot yourself. You knew, and you were standing sometimes probably alone. And I can't imagine going to bed at night, seeing your patients where you felt forced to do something you didn't believe in. I've never been in that position. Praise the Lord, you're out of that mess. Tell us the next steps of what God did with your life after you ran from the chaos.
Yeah. So I had started a Nurse Freedom Network back in July of 2021, you know, and that started really just, it was supposed to be just a Facebook group and, you know, just some place for us to get together. And that was just a stand against the mandates. When I left my job, I haven't worked really since. I haven't worked since that time. I cannot go back into that system. Mm-hmm. So I decided to commit myself fully to growing Nurse Freedom Network and to launching what we're doing with Remnant Nursing. But I haven't had an income this entire time. But it's okay, because God provides. There's no good reason, Tina, that I should still be standing here with my head above the water, but I am here. I'm here.
Hi, this is Kevin Sorbo, and I want to introduce you to Equipping the Persecuted and their important work in Nigeria. The mission of Equipping the Persecuted is, as the name states, to equip our brothers and sisters in any way that we can. People in Nigeria are suffering at the hand of terrorists for their faith in Jesus. Sadly, very little is being done to create a lasting solution. That's where we step in. Our goal is to protect, rebuild, and strengthen families in both body and spirit. We are prepared with the resources necessary to respond after an attack. We provide medical aid, food, and a team to pray and comfort victims. Our persecuted brothers and sisters need your help. Take action today with a monthly gift of $20 or more. at equippingthepersecuted.org. That's equippingthepersecuted.org. Thank you for your time.
Have you ever wanted to start a charity or ministry? Launching a nonprofit can be time-consuming, expensive, and overwhelming. If you have a vision and mission, but don't know where to start or how to raise donations, Capstone Legacy Foundation is your solution. Their ministry charity project allows you to receive tax-free donations without the expense and hassle of forming your own 501c3, and in less than 48 hours. This ministry partnership fund is exactly how Counterculture Ministries got its start, and we grew quickly. Capstone Legacy Foundation handles all your legal and accounting paperwork, allowing you time to develop the ministry and message God gave you. Call Capstone today at 610-688-8890 or check out capstonelegacy.org for more information and tell them Tina sent you. Partner with Capstone Legacy Foundation to transform our culture for Christ and get your nonprofit started today.
You woman, nursefreedomnetwork.org is your website. Tell us where to go on there to not just connect with you, but also donate your upcoming speaking events. Help us navigate the nursefreedomnetwork.org website.
Yeah. So most of our advocacy work is done through nursefreedomnetwork.org. You can also visit remnantnursing.org. And I think you can link to that as well from Nurse Freedom Network for our services to join our PMA. We've got some great events coming up here, right here in the Nashville area. We've got the American Freedom Nurses Summit that is part of the larger American Health and Freedom Summit. That's going to be April 28th through the 30th. And you can visit the Wellness Revolution worldtour.com.
Check out the dates, get involved. The vaccine injured is so key because that is what CDC is not going to report. You're not going to hear that on the nighttime news headlines. It's going to be on the conservative sites, but a lot of us are going down right now. A lot of conservative, truthful information is being axed, YouTube channels, all of it. What type of vaccine injuries have you personally seen or heard about so far?
And we were seeing these injuries at the bedside early on in December and January of 2021. I've seen paralysis. I've seen myocarditis quite frequently. We've seen strokes. We've seen blood clots, all of it. And it's been going on since the very beginning. It's just getting harder and harder to ignore. But I will say this, if you've gotten any of the shots, please reach out to me at remnantnursing.org. We have nurses that will help to guide you through a detox process. Please don't get any more of these shots. I beg you not to get any more of these shots. I don't want you living in a spirit of fear. There is always hope. We have solutions that are helping, but you've got to stop vaccinating. That's the first step. And please reach out to me. I'm happy to provide you with guidance, with detox protocols, and with assistance in screening. If you have a young child, an athlete especially, please have them screened for subclinical myocarditis. We can help you with that process and tell you what testing needs to be done. We can refer you to practitioners who will help you.
Just fantastic info. Once again, remnantnursing.org, remnantnursing.org. That is the website. Check it out. And like Kimberly just said, and I highly suggest, there's your membership options, what clients are saying, all positive feedback. The Remnant Nursing is absolutely right for you. Check it out, remnantnursing.org. Both you and I feel very strongly on the shots. I wish I wouldn't have received a couple of shots when I was a kid. My parents didn't know, and that was 30, 40 years ago. None of my kids are vaccinated. I have read and know way too much. Working for a chiropractor 30 years ago that I said, I will never get my kids any shots. So run from that garbage. Basically, I tell people if mainstream media is pushing it, if your public school education that's backed by communist China is pushing it, run the other direction. Can you give us a couple of quick bullet points on a good protocol to start with if we did get the shot, did get a booster, besides not taking any more?
If you go to therootbrands.com/remnantnursing, I recommend starting with the Trinity Pack, and I'm happy to help anybody and guide anybody through that process. But it is therootbrands.com/remnantnursing, and you'll want to search for the Trinity Pack. Anybody that's interested in that, you can email info@nursefreedomnetwork.org, and I'm happy to send you the protocols that we use, as well as a webinar to a informational session we did with the Detox Girls.
Go out there, make a difference, save this, save your family and friends that might not know this information. Even your friends and family that might be in the healthcare system, let them know if they tell you, which you've been saying for years as well, if they say, I have to have a job in order to provide for my family. Like I said to my own brother, you can't provide for your family if you're dead. Kimberly, you rock. Keep at it. Let's go grab a burger.